Good afternoon. News time 12 noon. 29 degrees outside. Clear as well, but we'll see some clouds roll in. We'll stay dry and a high near 30. A rollover accident just north of the city of Sheboygan early this morning claimed the life of a Sheboygan male and injured two others. The Sheriff's Department said a vehicle was traveling at a high rate of speed on County LS when it left the road and rolled several times near Row Road. One person was ejected and dead at the scene. One person was pinned in the wreckage and hospitalized with serious injuries. A third person suffered a minor injury. All those involved are from Sheboygan. Names are being withheld at this time. Well, the opening of certain stores Thanksgiving evening may have influenced the number of people who went shopping early this Black Friday and where they shopped. The busiest locations were places that did not open yesterday. Fleet Farm in Plymouth had several hundreds of people waiting in line before doors open at 6 a.m. Menards in Sheboygan was also busy, as Human Resource Coordinator Jameson Hoffman said having other stores open early may help them.
People were able to go to bed earlier and then get up again to come again for round two of Black Friday. Whereas last year when they opened, the stores opened at midnight, people were still at those sales because they opened earlier. And then we were open at 5 that year, so people were still out shopping. They just hit us later.
In contrast, retail outlets that opened last evening saw little traffic as morning broke. Jerry Evans of Sheboygan, who was shopping at Kmart in Plymouth this morning, did not go out yesterday shopping.
The stores forced people to go out and shop yesterday. There's no special ads today at all. Everything is just whatever's left is left from yesterday.
Well, some Walmart stores across the country are being picketed as workers are demanding higher wages. Those protesters outside of Walmart in Ontario, California, a Milwaukee Walmart was also targeted. Labor organizers are targeting Walmart stores, claiming they are underpaying employees and then relying on food drives and public benefit to help those workers make ends meet. A 24-year-old man is in custody for a hit-and-run crash that killed a toddler in Milwaukee. Police said today that the suspect was picked up at his Milwaukee home on Thanksgiving night. An investigation into the incident continues. Police said a rental truck had just turned onto a south side street before hitting 18-month-old Ariana Matosik and her 21-year-old mother, Cheyenne Jackson. Officials said Jackson was holding the toddler in her arms when she was struck late Wednesday afternoon. The girl's mother was still hospitalized at last word with non-life-threatening injuries. Police in Fond du Lac are awaiting autopsy results to be certain, but believe they have found the body of Timothy Nance. He disappeared on November 1st, and his wife and another woman are jailed in connection with his disappearance. Police and the Fond du Lac County District Attorney will hold a press conference on Tuesday to discuss the case. Investigators have not said where the body was found. Some may not like the new snow that fell in Wisconsin this week, but some law enforcement agencies do. Two police units in the state say it's been a great investigative tool for two incidents, including yesterday's vehicle in a water retention pond incident in Sheboygan. Rescuers arrived just after 3 a.m. and broke open the front passenger door as divers looked for a body which wasn't there. Sheboygan police then found footprints that led to a house, and with the help of his family, officers tracked down the 49-year-old man who was driving the vehicle. Police said icy roads and alcohol might have been contributing factors in the mishap. They're still investigating. Some lakes around the state are already freezing over, and a number of ice fishermen are already looking for safe spots. Corey Kuhn owns a bait shop in Shawano.
Probably for the last 10 years, I would say this early, but normal, this would be normal from last, say, 100 years. Usually, I always say, you know, deer season. That's usually when guys start sneaking out. That's a normal year.
Kuhn says parts of Shawano Lake are covered with ice, but there's still open water in large areas. He says that people who do venture out should go with at least one other person and remember to bring a rope and pickaxe in case something happens. Area Hmong have begun their annual New Year's celebration in Acuity Fieldhouse at Sheboygan North High School. Event chair Mai Herr said the celebration is similar to the month-long activities held back in their native land of Southeast Asia.
We stop all the farming and crafts and all that and just go from, you know, villages to villages and enjoy each other and accompany each other. And it's traditional, and it's actually a time for courting, a time to find, you know, a partner in life.
Celebration activities include traditional singing and dancing, a fashion show with traditional outfits, speakers, and a free lunch Saturday featuring Hmong cuisine. Her is hoping plenty of non-Hmong residents come out and learn more about their culture.
To come and experience our culture, experience what we are about, you know, what's important to us and, you know, the neat things in our culture that you guys can learn.
A full list of activities and sponsors can be found at hmaaweb.org. With Thanksgiving officially passed, the city of Plymouth will kick off the Christmas season with their annual events today. Mary Martin from the Plymouth Chamber of Commerce said downtown businesses will have their holiday gathering until 7 this evening, featuring shopping and a number of activities.
Some of them have hot chocolate, some of them have specials, door prizes. And there's also a chili cook-off that happens later in the afternoon at selected stores and restaurants.
The main attraction is the annual nighttime lighted Christmas parade, which begins at 7 and features around 70 floats and will include stilt walkers, this year's Queen for a Day retail promotion winner, and of course an appearance from Santa himself. Well, the weather forecast for tonight's parade looks pretty good. For the rest of today, a mix of sun and clouds, a high near 30. Mostly cloudy tonight, but warmer than last year, only 25 for a low. We'll be above freezing for the weekend, maybe a little snow flurry on Saturday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds. I'm Rusty Melberg for 1330 WHBL. We'll return you to Rush Limbaugh at 12:06.